Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Chris Raybon, senior NFL analyst for the Action Network and co-host of I'll Take That Bet on ESPN, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Chris, how you been, man?
How's it going, Bill?
We're doing well. I was just sitting here kind of waxing a little bit, and I said, I can't believe that where things stand right now, the defending champions are only a point differential from the god-awful New York Giants. Give me your thoughts on this, because I thought Philadelphia might be favored by a little bit more than this.
Well, it's just going to be a tough game for Philadelphia. Short week, going on the road, division rival. Lane Johnson just ended up on the injury report. Jay Ajayi, Darren Sproles, their top two backs coming into the year, are going to be out. And Philadelphia's been having a real problem containing, number one wide receivers. We saw it with Adam Thielen. We saw it pretty much every week, and even going back to last season. So it's not going to be easy for them to kind of contain Odell Beckham. Remember, they should have won that game handily against Minnesota, given their advantages of their defensive front versus Minnesota's offensive line. So the fact that they weren't able to do that kind of spells a little trouble going on the road to face this Giants team that if they can do one thing, they can kind of get the ball in their playmakers' hands and make things happen.
Here in our own area, you got Minnesota there hosting Arizona. Arizona, I would assume the spread would have been much larger had Arizona not gotten the win against San Francisco last weekend, but 9.5 they're getting.
Yeah, the Vikings, they're probably not as good as we thought they would be, and so I think that Arizona, there's still kind of a lot of unknowns, moving to Rosen at quarterback. So this is a game where it's kind of tricky. I've seen a lot of people's models that actually have the Vikings winning by less than that, kind of like a one-score game. So I think this game could be a little closer than people think, as the Cardinals kind of figure it out. And we knew they weren't going to be quite as bad as they've been just by pure regression to the mean. I mean, they're averaging under 150 net yards passing. So that'll kind of come up as the season progresses.
Then you got Chicago on the road taking on Miami. Miami giving away 1.5, which basically is a pick 'em or a three-point kick in one way. Chicago, we know defensively they're fantastic. Offensively, they're not going to ride Mitchell Trubisky. He just has to be more of a game manager. But Miami was really riding high until they went into New England and just got kind of waxed there. So what do you make of Miami in this matchup?
I think it's going to be a troublesome spot for Miami because of the Bears' defense and combined with the Dolphins' offense and especially their offensive line. Chicago has been the top defense in adjusted sack rate, which also looks at pressures and it adjusts for a strength of schedule. And Miami's in the bottom 10 in the league in that. And then if you look at if Chicago can kind of limit Miami on early downs, on first and second down, which they should be able to do. Miami is 30th in the league in third down conversion rate on offense. This Ryan Tannehill-led attack with kind of no running game is really not built to kind of come from behind. And if the Bears could just kind of get up in this game, I think they should be able to cover the spread.
You've got another one, interesting one, Carolina, who is looking better. They haven't had spectacular wins, but They've had wins, and Washington gets the win over the Green Bay Packers, we all know, and did it quite easily. So I don't know what to make of this game because it's only a point and a half either, Carolina giving it away.
Yeah, I think Washington has been a little bit underwhelming in all areas. They kind of started the season, they got the win against Green Bay, but that's kind of really been their claim to fame at this point. Josh Norman, we see him having some struggles, getting bent, committing way too many penalties on offense. Alex Smith not really letting the ball go into tight windows, which is exactly kind of what we expected when he doesn't have a guy like Tyreek Hill who's going to get massive separation, or a coordinator like Andy Reid who's going to be able to design plays that can create separation down the field for his receivers. So I think, as you mentioned, Carolina looking good. I think they have enough to kind of get this done against Washington.
A good matchup in the AFC North. Pittsburgh on the road in Cincinnati. Ben Roethlisberger having a really solid season. Defensively, they haven't been great, but T.J. Watt has been fantastic, tied for the league lead in sacks. On the other hand, Cincinnati loses Tyler Eifert, and everybody thought that was the end. But Eifert, they haven't really used him much anyway because he's been banged up his entire career. So talk about the matchup in Cincy.
Yeah, I think this is actually going to be a pretty evenly matched game. The one thing you have to just watch out for is Pittsburgh has historically kind of, you know, had these moments on the road where they just don't show up. And if that's the case, that it's going to be troublesome, because I think Cincinnati's offense is a lot better than we think. Tyler Boyd has really stepped it up as a number two receiver, you know, leading that team in receptions and actually giving Andy Dalton another place to go with the football, you know, more a little more to the outside and not only, you know, with the tight end. So I think Pittsburgh, they have the advantage overall on offense. And they have they should be able to keep Ben Roethlisberger a little bit cleaner than the Bengals are able to keep Andy Dalton, who struggles under pressure. But we just have to kind of watch out for Pittsburgh not laying a sinker on the road.
Another game that I find interesting, even though it's not a matchup of Titanics here, Atlanta has been struggling, and they are still giving away four to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay coming into Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Tampa Bay has played well at times, and then at other times just not looked at all very good. What is up between these two teams, and what is up with Atlanta?
So Atlanta's really been struggling ever since it started in week two when they started losing some of their key defenders, Deion Jones, the linebacker, you know, Keanu Neal, then Ricardo Allen. Both of their starting safeties are not going to be on the field for them. So that's when their defense started struggling. They're giving up over 30 points a game since then. And Tampa Bay, transitioning to Jameis, I think it's not going to be as big of a transition as we might think. We saw Jameis actually putting up decent numbers last season as well, not as much as Ryan Patrick, but still pretty good. What it really comes down to here is, does Jameis have that same chemistry with DeSean Jackson that Ryan Fitzpatrick had? Because if Tampa Bay can get the explosive plays going, they can match Atlanta point for point, because Tampa Bay, remember, has the league worst pass defense as well.
Two games that obviously one of them being Green Bay, but I want to get to Kansas City and New England. This is a big game. I mean, Kansas City undefeated, New England trying to prove that they still belong. They're giving away 3.5 at home. Kansas City's a damn good football team. I'm surprised this is not more of just a pick 'em.
Yeah, I think again, when you look at the lines, you also have to remember that the odds makers are trying to make these lines to get even action on both sides. And I think that a lot of the public, you know, they love to bet on the Patriots, and there are a lot of people that still are doubters in Patrick Mahomes that are saying, okay, this is where the buck stops. The Patriots, he's not going into Foxborough and pulling off this win, and so the Patriots are favored. But I think everyone talks about the Chiefs defense and how bad it is, but I think the key here is that the New England Patriots are last. They're bottom three, excuse me, in adjusted sack rate on defense. They are not getting any pass rush. Patrick Mahomes leads the NFL in passer rating from a clean pocket, among many other things. And so, you know, Kansas City's actually been middle of the pack on defense with their pass rush. And so you could argue that, you know, Kansas City actually has a better matchup, offense versus defense, than do the Patriots, Tom Brady, going against this bad Chiefs defense, simply because the Patriots aren't likely to get any pressure on Mahomes.
And then we've got Green Bay hosting San Francisco Monday Night Football. The Packers giving up 7.5.
Yeah, I think the Packers, this is a game where the Packers should be able to kind of handily take care of these 49ers. I think, you know, CJ Bethard is a quarterback who he's going to make some mistakes. We saw that last week. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, this guy, he could do it with anyone, you know, put up over 400 yards. Granted, you know, in kind of a trying to come back against Detroit, but in this one, I think they need to get Aaron Jones a little more involved for the sake of, you know, this team and this offense to just, you know, I know they don't like him in pass protection, but I think if you kind of could take some pressure off Aaron Rodgers with that run game, it's going to help long term, especially with his receivers kind of being banged up and not getting as much practice time with him as they would like.
Great stuff as always, Chris. They can always track you down at the Action Network, and they can also check you out on I'll Take That Bet on ESPN. Always good to talk to you, buddy. We'll talk to you again next week.
Likewise.
Thanks, pal. Thanks. Talk to you soon. There you go. Chris Raybon, and as I had mentioned, senior analyst for the Action Network and also co-host of I'll Take That Bet on ESPN, joining us on Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.